From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns. He threw in the towel following widespread reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. Flynn, a retired Army general, acknowledged late Monday he had, in his words, inadvertently briefed Vice President Mike Pence and others with incomplete information. That information regarded phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador in the weeks before President Trump took office. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Flynn was asked for his resignation because he had lost the trust of the president.
The president was very concerned that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others. He was also very concerned in light of sensitive subjects dealt with by that position of national security advisors like China, North Korea, and the Middle East, that the president must have complete and unwavering trust for the person in that position.
The president named retired Army General Keith Kellogg as his acting national security advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need of members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but he said only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting the target of allocating 2% of their GDP to defense. U.S. federal judge James Robart says the case challenging President Trump's temporary travel ban from seven countries will move forward. The Justice Department Monday asked him to put the case on hold until the Ninth Circuit Court makes a decision on the overall legality of the order. Robart is the judge who ruled earlier that people from the seven countries can enter the U.S. if they have valid visas. This is VOA News.